You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries has been a proud supporter of the Sportsman's Nation since day one. So if you're looking for any type of battery, from rangefinders to trail cameras to your truck, car batteries, anything, any type of battery that you can think of, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail location and talk with a battery specialist. For more information about the company and all of the batteries that these guys offer, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. And today we are falling back into the routine that we've been in for a while now, and that's covering some topics from the ATA show. On this episode, we're going to be talking with Chris Duncan. Chris works for GSM Outdoors, and he's a marketing manager for Hawk tree stands and the products that they make, as well as Muddy. And they make a variety of tree stands and ground blinds and camera arms and I think even trail cameras and whatnot. So that's what this podcast is about today. Before we get into this, I want to remind everybody, if you like the Hunting Gear Podcast, the only thing you have to do is go to iTunes, search for it, or you can listen to it from the Sportsman's Nation website. Either way, what I would recommend is going to iTunes or wherever you download your podcast, search for Hunting Gear Podcast or any other podcast that comes out of the Sportsman's Nation. Subscribe to it, and that way you're getting it automatically to your phone every single time we upload an episode. So be sure to go to iTunes and leave a review. Let everybody know what you think, and spread the word with your friends. If you guys want to get a hold of myself or Bob as far as categories are concerned of what we need to talk about on the podcast, the only thing you have to do is hit us up on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll be happy to hear you out. So the housekeeping's done. So let's get into today's episode with Chris Duncan from Hawk and Muddy. Here's one guy now that I kind of like running into at the ATA shows. We live in the same state. I guess I see you every once in a while at the Iowa Deer Classic. But I'm always interested in how your season goes. Chris Duncan, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. Another ATA show.
Yeah. How'd your season go?
It was tough. Yeah. It was way tough. Yeah. And the reason for that is because EHD completely smoked us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
What county?
Monroe.
Okay.
Some in Marion, but majority of the farms we hunt are in Monroe. And probably what was our best farm, I'm guessing 3/4 of the deer are dead on it.
What part of the state is that?
South Central.
Okay.
Man, tell you what, I talked to a DNR officer out of a southern county in Iowa. He said that they had 600 whitetails reported with CWD, or excuse me, with EHD. Yep, that's a big EHD. And he said that only 10% typically get reported. So
yeah,
imagine
that.
That's 6,000 deer.
Yeah,
that's
at least.
Bananas.
We, just to put it in perspective, one of my buddies shot on this particular farm, he shot a buck during shotgun season, and when we were tracking it, we probably walked maybe 3 acres of the farm, and we found 11 dead deer, 4 were bucks.
Man. Ouch.
My stepbrother, the same county that I was talking about a couple years ago, 22 dead deer in a single pond.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Was there, so you, did they get a drought then? Because
we had the wettest, we had like the 5th wettest year we've ever had.
So, yeah, I hunt the, along the Missouri and Nebraska, and it was flooded. It was flooded so bad sometime in September I couldn't even get to it.
And that's probably water comes up, water comes down. Water comes up, water comes down.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a deer hunting podcast. This is a hunting gear podcast. And Chris, you work for GSM Outdoors, but what's your specialty? Where's your niche?
I started out with Muddy.
Yeah.
So that would have been about 5 years ago.
A
lot has changed in those 5 years.
Yeah. All right. So what's your role within Muddy?
Marketing manager.
Marketing manager.
But that's over all of the brands, but I'm kind of the Muddy guy.
Okay.
Muddy and Hawk.
Okay. So Muddy, I can remember when Muddy first came out, and it was just a tree stand company.
Right? It's based out of Albia.
Yep, based out of Albia, Iowa. And obviously things have evolved since then, and Muddy has become a multi-product company. Right? We're talking, we have ground blinds, we have trail cameras. What else we got?
Ground blinds, trail cameras, box blinds, safety harnesses, safe lines.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the list goes on and on. Chair seats.
So what makes a company go from just a tree stand company to offering a variety of products?
I think we just wanted to be kind of the one-stop shop for serious deer hunters.
Yeah.
And outdoorsmen. And, you know, we all have a passion for what we're doing. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you can just make the product yourself, then make it how you want and bring it to market and see how it goes. The camera arms too. I mean, I forgot to tell you about that too. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff.
What's gone on with the Muddy tree stand and the way they climb since, I guess, the birth of the company? I mean, how has those particular products evolved?
When Muddy first started, it was, man, a handful of hang-ons. And I remember in 2014 or 15, they only had one ladder stand.
Yeah.
So when Muddy actually sold, original Muddy sold to Mainstream Holdings. Mm-hmm. They were based out of Southern Minnesota, and that was Big Game Tree Stands.
Yep.
Was the guy who bought Muddy owned Big Game as well. And they'd been in the market since 1977, mm-hmm. and they knew that the majority of the stands that sold were ladder stands. So they started making, you know, they started making ladder stands, and then they went to the safety harnesses, and which there were safety harnesses in Albia too, but they really expanded that. But I guess as far to answer your question, yeah, I mean, definitely a change into all types of stands instead of more just lightweight hang-ons.
Right. Has the material and the process of creating these tree stands really changed at all, or has it just been redesigned, or
not changed a lot? I mean, I'd say one of the biggest changes that has happened is going to like a flex tech material on a seat instead of the cushions. Mm-hmm. We still have some stands with cushions, but they get chewed up, they don't last quite as long. So a lot of the stands that you'll see on the market nowadays have that flex tech mesh type seat on them. Mm-hmm. Just because of the longevity, it's going to last forever.
Right. Now, in the industry, there's a buzzword right now, and it's mobile hunting, run yep. and gun, public land, whatever. Would you consider Muddy a mobile tree stand?
Muddy itself, I mean, we do have a lightweight hang-on tree stand. That's more in our Hawk line, though.
Gotcha.
The Hawk products that we have are more of a mobile run and gun, you know, with our aluminum helium sticks, 20 and 30 inch versions, and then we've got a couple three lightweight hang-ons.
Okay.
In Hawk.
Okay. So we might as well just mash these two companies together. But Muddy is more for a guy who maybe owns his own property or has a lease, can put it up and leave it up.
Yeah, you can buy. Put it up, leave it up. You know, it's one of those. I'm sorry, I'm completely mumbling. It's been a long day. As far as that goes, though, I mean, yeah, it's not really our hang and hunt lineup at all.
Right. Okay. So Hawk is that run and gun, hang and hunt.
Yes.
Mobile. Okay. Mobile lineup. All right. So what is it about Hawk? Maybe the functionality of the tree stand or the design of the tree stand that makes it mobile.
Just as lightweight as possible. And then those helium sticks are crazy lightweight as well. They're silent, easy to use. I mean, basically what everybody would want when it comes to a hang and hunt setup. And we try to hit price points that are very competitive with that lineup too.
Right. So when you get customer feedback and a customer says, hey man, you should do this or you should try this, how do you turn that into maybe a new product or redesigning an old product?
Since it's sold to GSM now,
yeah.
We've got an entire team of engineers. So we take customer feedback, to heart. Last year at the show, there was a guy that came up to me and he's like, hey, this 30-inch helium stick, I want you to know that a lot of guys are cutting 10 inches off and, you know, using them because they want 20-inch sticks. And he explained to me that he felt like a 20-inch stick would be something a lot of guys would like. So he shot me an email, and I forwarded it on, and now we've got a 20-inch stick.
Nice.
A lot of guys are doing the 20-inch stick, and then they're adding the 8-er.
Yeah, an 8-er to it.
So
yeah.
It's lightweight, but you still get basically, you know, 30 or 32 inches of stick.
Huh. So what's new from Hawk as far as the tree stand line this year? Is there anything new?
Yeah, we've got a lightweight stand that do you remember that Muddy Bloodsport by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago?
It had a rope cam system.
Yes.
So this stand has that same frame. It just has pull tight straps. It doesn't have the rope cam. So
okay.
We've got that stand, smaller platformed, and it'll be, you know, paired very well with those 20-inch sticks.
Okay. And that's pretty much all a run-and-gun guy would need to get to do whatever he needs to do.
Oh, for sure.
What do you say that lineup gets him as far as height?
I know it's a
loaded question because of somebody's height, but 15, 20 feet if you needed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Then we got the new – I know we're talking about tree stands. We got Hawk down-and-out blinds as well that we're just coming out with.
Yeah. So what's exciting about this blind? It looks different.
Yeah. What I like about these, as you can see, it's got a steel frame. So, you know, a lot of guys, they obviously, and these box blinds are expensive and not easy to set up unless you got certain equipment. But these products hit a price point that most people can meet, and they're steel framed. They come together in about 5 minutes. So basically that roof, you pop those rods off, that folds flat, and then the whole blind's like an accordion. It'll go flat, and you can, you know, carry it. The heaviest one's 70 pounds.
So it's compactable and easy to move around.
Compactable.
Unlike one of the big, muddy box blinds.
Yes.
Shooting houses or whatever.
Yeah.
What is the price point?
The most expensive one's $999, and the smallest version's going to be right around
$350. Okay.
Nice. So how does a company like Hawk or Muddy, you know, whether it's your tree stands or your box blinds or your blinds, how do you stay fresh, and how do you guys come up with new ideas or new products to fill a gap or meet customer demands?
Honestly, it goes back to listening to the customer.
Yeah.
And then just trying to be as innovative as possible, and we own an engineering firm that literally these guys have so many crazy ideas. Like next year at this time, there's things going out with these box blinds next year that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
That's just one example. They're constantly innovating. The technology in general has just changed so much in the last 5 or 6 years. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time to check out all these new products and see what's going on in this entire industry.
Yeah. What are you most, I know that you are a hardcore deer hunter, right? What are you most excited about through any one of the Muddy or Hawk brands?
I would probably, our new cell cams we're coming out with that are Muddy.
Muddy cell cams. Talk about those.
So a lot of guys with cell cams, and I've ran a lot of different cell cameras over the years, sometimes they're kind of hard to set up. These things take that completely out of the question. You're gonna be able to set it up and have it running in a few minutes. It's all gonna be operated off your cell phone. And the rates are very affordable, and this cell cameras, we're still working on, you know, fine tuning the pricing, but it'll be less than $130 camera
for a cell cam.
Yes.
Wow.
See, now we're starting to see in the industry with cell cameras specifically, there's so many companies coming out with cell cams now, the price is going down.
Yep, it's getting competitive.
Yep, it's getting real competitive. And that is a win for the consumer.
For sure.
For sure, absolutely. So any other cool things about the cell camera that maybe make it different from anything else aside from the price point?
The app's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The app's pretty cool.
Is it a Muddy app, or is it?
So you're going to be able to run, it's our Fusion app. We're calling it our Fusion app.
Okay.
And if you own stealth cell cameras as well, everything can go right in there. So you can have your Muddy cameras in it, your stealth cams in it. And it's got a lot of unique features that we'll release here soon, but it's going to be a pretty awesome camera.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, it's like, have you ever used a cell camera before?
Yeah.
They are so addicting.
Oh, dude. I'm surprised that I haven't checked my phone while we're talking right now.
And they're such a great tool. I mean, it's amazing not having to go in there and check them. Ours do also. We sell solar packs that you can buy with them.
Yep.
So you can leave that thing out there all the time. But I'm going to use them. I've used them just for whitetails in years past.
Yeah.
But I think this year I'm going to use them to try to find some turkeys too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hawk also has a lineup of accessories. What's all in that lineup?
Oh, man. Anything and everything.
Yeah.
And they are, that was one of the things when we purchased Hawk that we were very impressed with was their accessory lineup. Everything from bow ropes to, covers and blinds for tree stands to crawler deer carts, all kinds of different bow hangers, trail camera holders. They did a great job with designing those.
It's almost like, again, and we talked with Keith Beam about the Hunting Made Easy lineup.
Yep.
It sounds like if you're a hardcore running gun guy, Hawk has everything that you need as far as accessories are concerned. I mean, the hangers and the seats and obviously
harness.
Safety harness. Does Muddy have a safety harness as well?
Yeah, we've got, I think 6 different models.
Right. So a guy like you sits here and talks to us about basically 2 different brands. In a way, they have some items that compete with each other. Because they're under one roof, does Muddy see Hawk as a competitor anymore?
No.
No.
No. It's
just brother and sister, family.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So what you're really trying to do is make a product for every person, and you don't care if it's a Muddy or a Hawk that gets sold.
No. We just want it to be a one-stop shop. And obviously, when you're bringing certain products to market, I mean, you don't want to like compete with each other. You want to hit certain price points sometimes, but there's some retailers that maybe they only want to buy Muddy or they only want to buy Hawk. I mean, there's quite a few different features. I put like Big Game, Muddy, and Hawk, which are the 3 tree stand companies we own, kind of like a good, better, best situation. Mm-hmm. So
what is the good, better, best?
So it'd be Big Game. That's kind of like your opening price point stands.
Yep.
You find them in a lot of like Menards and places like that. And then Muddy would be the better. And then I got that mid price point, and then Hawk is the higher end.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that range there? Give me a price point for a Big Game. Give me a price point for Muddy, and then a price point for Hawk.
So if you're looking at like ladder stands, for example, like a Big Game ladder, you might spend $100 on.
Okay.
Muddy ladder, $200, and then Hawk, $300.
Gotcha.
Just kind of, I mean, they're obviously all over. There's different ranges there, but I'd say that'd be kind of a fair comparison. Like that 18-foot, that one right there, that's an 18-foot. Big Game with a full platform and a flip-up seat, and that retails at $139, and it's an 18.5-foot stand with a 350-pound weight rating.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a lot of stand for $140.
Right.
So what makes that $140 compared to another tree stand from Hawk that's, like you said, $300?
So difference, like just looking at a few of them right there, like the one to the right, that has that's a double, so let's not talk about that one. The one back there on the back wall.
Yeah.
See how the seat has like a lumbar shape to it?
Yep.
So a little bit more comfort there.
So a little bit more engineering into the actual product.
A little bit more engineering, and then just like the small stuff. Like all the Hawk ones have nylon washers on every single joint.
Okay.
They've all got bolted ladder sections instead of just a snap pin.
Yep.
Quieter when you're climbing.
That's way quieter.
They've got a heavier duty powder coat on them. So the shooting rails are padded. The Big Game, they do have a cover on them, but they're not padded.
Okay.
Just a few, I guess, just a few of the differences right there.
Okay. So I'm going to throw out a couple scenarios for you, and you tell me what product is going to fit best for this hunter.
Okay.
Weekend warrior maybe gets out only during gun season or only during a muzzleloader season, doesn't hunt very much, but, gets some time to hunt. What tree stand are you going to try? Should he get?
I would probably say one of the Big Game or Muddy ladder stands.
Okay. Anyone specific?
The Hunter HD 1.5 for Big Game. If you guys look that up, I mean, that is That's the one I was telling you, it's 140.
Yeah.
That thing is amazing for $140 price point.
Okay. All right, now, guy who owns his own property, leases a farm, serious about deer hunting, gets out there every weekend during the season, takes his week-long rut vacation. What does he need for a tree stand?
Can it be a box blind?
It can be a box blind.
Yeah. If a guy had food plots, you just cannot beat hunting out of a box blind. And there's a handful of reasons for that. But I think the biggest thing is just scent control.
Yeah.
It is crazy. I mean, when you get in them and you close it, we killed a big one a couple years ago that we were hunting out of a bale blind. And every evening, the two evenings we hunted, well, the first evening we hunted, our thermal, the wind was good. But as the evening, you know, as the sun started to set, the thermals all dropped and the wind died down and we got winded and busted the whole field out.
Right.
So we moved that box blind in there and sealed everything up and shot a giant, the, you know, like 3 days later or whatever. But I don't know. It's kind of like the Cadillac, man. When you hunt out of them, they're addicting to hunt out of and you want to keep going back to them.
When you're on that hunt, were you keeping the windows closed?
Yeah, we kept them closed.
And then you just quietly slid them open when it came time to shoot?
Yeah, they're pretty easy to open.
Okay.
And quiet,
okay.
Yeah. They're spring-loaded, cool. So they'll pop out about an inch when you twist the latch.
On things like that, as far as the engineers that you talk about, are they pretty anal retentive? I mean, are they participants in hunting as well? Like, because sometimes products get designed just to get designed.
Yeah.
Sometimes products get designed by those who are participating in whatever it is that they're designing.
Yeah. I don't know all the engineers down there, but I know a handful of them that hunt.
Yeah.
And then one thing, too, I mean, like all these, well, it's the box blinds, for example. We've went through a handful of different changes just in the last 6 years with them or 7 years. As you bring a product to market, you can always think of ways that, you know, you can make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're changing the window systems in them this year. We've changed the type of glue we've used on the panels on them. We've added, you know, foam floors now. We never used to have that. So kind of constantly changing and just trying to make your product the best it can be.
Right. All right. So now we got one more scenario I want to run by you. Public land guy or guy like me, really mobile, run and gun, up and down all the time, moving. What setup would you run for this guy?
I would probably use the 20-inch Hawk helium sticks.
Okay.
And I would use our new ultralight helium hang-on.
Okay.
And that's the one that I told you had that blood sport frame on it. So it's like a 20 by 26-inch platform. And it doesn't have the rope cam system. It's got just two pull-tight straps.
Gotcha. That's a 7-pound?
Yeah, it's approximately that. It's brand new. I literally just got it in this week.
I can pull it. I was just looking at it, and I could not believe, yeah.
It's crazy light.
Yeah, 7 pounds.
Huh, I'll have to go over and pick
that
up.
With a weight rating of 300, so you're good.
So I'm good. Just barely.
That is such a deadly way to kill deer. It's just so much work, but gosh dang, it is an amazing way to kill them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, so do you guys offer any, like, straps obviously you have some in the tree accessories, but do you have any like from the truck to the tree type accessories?
Like backpack straps or something. That's some of the stands come with backpack straps. They all come with the harness. They all come with they don't all come with backpack straps, but some of them do.
I gotcha. Okay. All right, so whether it's, a muddy, you know, the highest-end muddy box blind shooting house that you guys have, or it's the lowest price point in the big game lineup, why should a hunter consider, you know, muddy, Hawk, or big game when going to purchase a tree stand, a blind, or whatever?
Well, first off, we've got a ton of different options.
Yeah.
So we've got a ton of different price points. We've got products that will fit basically anybody's needs. We stand behind our products and we listen to our customers. We're always out there to make our stuff better, and we're not going anywhere tomorrow either. I mean, we're here for the long haul. So
yeah,
it's a company that that, you know, the consumer can rely on and be there for them whenever they need them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to subscribe to the Hunting Gear Podcast on your favorite app or wherever you download your episodes. And other than that, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.